Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1841. The topic is nutrition, and the title is How to Increase Daily Energy. I believe everyone would love to know how to do this. all my clients, everyone I always talk to, we're always fighting for as much energy as we can get. So I wanted to run down through 5 tips that'll help improve daily energy. I'm going to say these in the order in which I believe you should address them, but you probably won't. And the reason why is the first ones, they do take more effort than the latter ones, but I do recommend you approach them in this order because they'll have the most significant impact. You maybe, you know, if the first one or two kind of seem, oh gosh, that's a lot to undertake, okay, maybe start at the end, get that under control, but then work your way back to the beginning, but make sure you address the first two things. So let's get into it. The first one, improved sleep quality. I know, you can't sleep more, but can you sleep better? Ooh, there's a really good audiobook if you want to listen to it. Actually, it's a physical book as well, but I listen to it on audiobook. It's titled Sleep Smarter by Sean Stevenson and Sarah Gottfried. So the last name of the first author was Stevenson, S-T-E-V-E-N-S-O-N. So S-T-E-V-E-N-S-O-N, Sean Stevenson. And the book is Sleep Smarter. Absolutely wonderful book. Great information in there. Tons of good stuff. Now, I actually made a podcast related to some of the information that was in that book. So if you want a shorter version of the book, you can listen to podcast 1149. It's a mindset podcast titled Creating a Healthier Sleep Pattern. And you can find that podcast on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. We have a podcast player that goes back 300 episodes. And then underneath that, we have instructions on how to find older episodes, such as podcast 1149. So sleep is by far the biggest impact as to our daily energy. I know that we likely cannot sleep more, but we can sleep better. One of the most significant impacts is getting to bed earlier. You want to set a time so that way it's consistent. Lay in bed, even if you're not tired yet, just, you know, prepare yourself, take a shower, do what you got to do, get in bed. And then do something maybe physical. This is going to sound kind of weird, but journal. You can do a gratitude journal. You can do a brain dump. You can kind of plan your next day. What are the 1, 2, or 3 biggest things you want to get done the next day? When do you think you're going to do them throughout the day? And what do you need in order to do them? So you can kind of plan out your next day. What's nice about that is it's off your mind. And now when you go to sleep, you don't have to try to remember everything. You can do gratitude journal. That puts you in a positive mindset. So if you tend to go to bed kind of grumpy or stressed out and exhausted, you can do a gratitude journal, and that kind of helps to elevate your mood a little bit, which makes for better sleep. Or you can journal. Just write down, you know, how your day was, what you liked, what you didn't like, what you learned from the day. You can also read. Just get a physical book, a hard copy book. You want to try to avoid screen time. One of the worst things you could do is just watch, like, meaningless videos on Instagram or YouTube or Facebook. Get off your phone. Journal or read. Do something mentally active that's kind of like a physical component. Because what you'll notice is that you're going to feel too sleepy to do it. That's your signal to put that thing down, close your eyes, and it'll help you then fall asleep more naturally. You can also do a lot of things with the environment. Make sure there's a cool temperature. Cover your skin. For example, your skin is quote-unquote awake while you're asleep. It will register if something touches you. It'll register if the air shifts in the room. So you want to cover your skin, even with a light sheet. That can help. And again, in order to be able to do that, you want the room temperature to be cool. You can block light, even if an eye mask or like a blackout curtain, something like that. Again, we register light through our eyelids. So if there is something too bright, it will actually trigger us to be alert and awake. We also want to reduce random sounds. You can use earplugs. You can use a sound machine. I actually bought one of those for my wife. Super cheap. We take travel with it. So that way when we're traveling, you know, if you hear somebody in the hotel or there's, you know, car sounds or whatever outside, it kind of normalizes the sound. And then there's less unpredictable sounds that can cause your body to feel alert. So you want to try to, like, decrease your body's ability to notice things in its environment. I would not necessarily say that you want to, you know, prevent all of that in case the fire alarm goes off in the building, but you will hear that through earplugs. Again, like an eye mask, you can just rip that off if you need to see something right away. But the idea is a cool temperature, cover your skin, cover your eyes, and then quote-unquote cover your ears, making sure that the sounds are normalized throughout the night. And then when you're first starting to do this, when you're first starting to try to get into a regular routine of sleep, you're going to find that you just don't feel tired yet. That's going to happen some nights. Maybe the first night or two, you're going to pass out right away. Then all of a sudden, you're going to catch a night where you just don't feel sleepy yet. Just do that active journal. Do the active reading. Even if you need to, just lay in bed with your eyes closed. It certainly isn't the same as sleeping. So I'm not saying laying in bed with your eyes closed is equal to sleeping. It is not. But it helps you calm your mind and prepare yourself to sleep. So many people would be surprised how quickly they'll fall asleep if they give themselves the opportunity to do so. People stay up and mindlessly watch television, YouTube, social media, and they're like, I just don't feel sleepy. And I'm like, yeah, because you have this low energy investment thing in front of you. But if you were to close that, shut it off, get it away from you, and then close your eyes, probably within 1 or 2 minutes, people would fall asleep. They just don't feel like they're ready to pass out yet. Well, just get rid of the stimulus, close your eyes, and you'll probably fall asleep faster than you think. Personally, I've found all of these to be helpful, especially the concept of normalizing a time in which you go to bed. The more routine you make your bedtime, the more naturally you'll feel sleepy at that time each night. You want to prepare yourself to sleep as soon as you feel sleepy. The longer you stay up past that point, the harder it'll be to get to sleep and the less rested you'll feel from your sleep. So it's better to sleep early and get up early in order to finish tasks. Back whenever, you know, I didn't have the best time scheduled to do these podcasts, but I wanted to keep them up for every single day. I used to stay up late in order to try to get the podcast recorded. What I found now is that instead, I will get up early. That improves the quality of sleep. So if I'm only going to get 5 hours of sleep or 6 hours of sleep, I get a better quality of restfulness from the sleep if I go to bed when I get tired and just wake up early versus when I try to hold myself off from going to bed and I try to stay up in this super sleepy state. Then by the time I do fall asleep, it doesn't feel as rested. So it's better to get to sleep early and wake up early in order to finish tasks. That's the first tip. By far, the most impactful tip is sleep quality. If you can't sleep more, can you sleep better? And again, the book I would recommend is Sleep Smarter by Sean Stevenson and Sarah Gottfried. And then we have podcast 1149, Mindset, Creating a Healthier Sleep Pattern, which is a little bit shorter than trying to listen to the whole book. But tons and tons and tons of good information there. The second tip we have is eat enough food. You can go to our website, www.brutalirongym.com, go to free nutrition education. The first link is create your own nutrition program. It'll teach you how many calories you're supposed to be eating per day. It's important that we know around how much food we should eat each day. The closer you are to eating your energy intake needs, the more energetic you'll feel. Kind of makes sense, right? Now, if you're afraid of losing body fat, like of gaining body fat, you want to lose body fat, but you're like, oh, if I try to eat more, I'm just going to get overweight. Podcast 1615 answers that for you. Podcast 1615 is a nutrition podcast titled Why You Are Overweight, Inconsistent Eating versus Overeating. 99.9% of people are not overweight from overeating. they're overweight from inconsistent eating. They'll have times where they don't eat enough food, then times they overeat based on having not eaten enough and what they're doing at that time. So, for example, most people don't eat enough during the day, and they overeat at night. That's inconsistent eating. That's mismanaged timing. You're using more calories during the day, but you're intaking all of your calories at night. That's the reason why our body developed the ability to store body fat, was to hold on to excessive calories for times when we were demanding more calories than what we had stored. So the reason why you have body fat is because you inconsistently eat, because we don't match when we consume our calories to when we use them. So if you undereat during the day, you overeat at night, you are reinforcing the exact reason why our body developed the ability to store body fat. So we have to eat more during the day. Okay? You should not fear eating too much. We should fear eating inconsistently. Think of filling the gas tank of your car. If you have to drive 200 miles, we would like to put in 200 miles worth of gas. So if we're thinking about food and we don't want to have not enough food to where we have no energy, but we don't want to have too much food to where we get overweight, right? So it would be equivalent to, if I want to drive 200 miles, I want to put in exactly 200 miles worth of gas. So I have enough to get there, but not too much when I get there. Putting in less will mean that you either don't get there or you barely make it running only on fumes, which is what I feel like most of us feel like every day. Is we barely make it to the end of the day and we feel like we're running on fumes. That is from under eating and mismanaging the timing of that food. So eating enough food is tip number two. Eating earlier in the day is tip number three. The sooner you put energy in, the sooner you can start using it. You want to fuel ahead of activity. So fuel ahead of the day and then taper off as you go throughout the day. You'll have better energy during the day, but still be able to control your total intake so you don't gain body fat and or overeat at the end of the day and have extreme cravings. We do have podcast 1147. It's a nutrition podcast titled Eat Early, Eat Often, Eat to Match. You can listen to that if you want to, but it basically tells you in the title what we should do is eat early, eat often, and eat to match. If we eat early in the day, if we're feeling good energy, then we eat a little bit smaller portions throughout the rest of the day. If we eat early in the day, but we have more activity than we thought, we just eat a little bit more, we get through that activity, and then we taper off. If we eat as we use the calories, we can better match the calories we're using versus the calories we're eating. So eat early. Eat earlier in the day. Even if you're not hungry in the morning, try small, easy to digest foods and or liquids and drinks like shakes. You may not be feeling hungry because you eat so much at night. So if you eat most of your food at night, you're probably waking up the next morning not feeling hungry because you're not in an energy deficit from sleeping. While you were sleeping, you didn't use the food you ate right before you went to bed. So you wake up and you're still kind of full. Well, once you start switching your food timing and you start focusing more on earlier and midday timing of food, you'll eat less at night and then you'll notice that you feel more hungry in the morning. So it will correct itself as you work on it. Tip number four is hydration. Being hydrated is extremely important for daily energy because being dehydrated severely decreases daily energy. Our body uses water in a lot of processes. So when it feels dehydrated, it starts to downregulate how many processes it will do during that time. As a side effect, the brain registers the dehydration and tries to save what water it does have. Muscle contractions and movement use water for body temperature regulation. So the brain decreases our desire to perform muscular contractions and movement. in order to conserve water for more important functions such as our organs. So think about when you've been walking a long distance and you're thirsty. The first thing you want to do is sit down. Even if you don't have anything to drink, the urge to sit down is extremely great. The body says, please stop moving. Stop doing things. I am not properly fueled, supported. I don't have everything I need. Please stop doing things. That is the sensation you're feeling as you go throughout the day if you're dehydrated. Your brain is continually sending signals to your body that says, stop moving. Stop doing things. Just sit down. Relax. And it'll just start to talk you into doing less and less and less and less so it can conserve water for more important functions such as running your organs. So muscle contractions and movement use water. We have to make sure we're hydrated so our body doesn't send us the signals that say, sit down. Now, how much hydration is enough? A general kind of area to start with is we should drink half an ounce per pound of body weight. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you should be drinking roughly 75 ounces of fluid. If you weigh 200 pounds, it's 100 ounces of fluid. That's at least like a minimum kind of an idea ballpark to be around. So that is a thing to think of, is if you're looking at your drink, maybe you have a drink nearby and you're like, oh, okay, this is 16 fluid ounces. If I need to get to, say, 80 a day, I probably want to drink about 5 of these or so, and that'll get me around where I need to be. And that's something you can just kind of ballpark. Just look at the containers you're drinking throughout the day, see how many ounces are in them, see if you can add up to about half your body weight in ounces of fluid a day. Okay, so that's tips 1, 2, 3, and 4. Number 1 is improve sleep quality. Number 2 is eat enough food. Number 3 is eat earlier in the day. Number 4 is hydration. Number 5. This is going to be the one that's going to be tempting to start with. And as much as I'd rather you start with the first 4, you can start with this one, but then go to the first 4. Just make sure you don't think this one's going to take care of everything. Tip number 5 is supplements. Caffeine can be very tempting to help you overcome low daily energy. But caffeine can actually negatively impact your daily energy as well. We talk about it in podcast 1832. So not too many podcasts ago. A Q&A podcast titled, How Much Caffeine is Too Much? When you consume caffeine, it can actually decrease sleep quality, which then makes you feel worse for daily energy. So you want to be very careful of caffeine. An average cup of coffee has around 100 milligrams of caffeine. I'm rounding things off and I'm just going to make it easy so I know that it might not be exact. But 100 milligrams of caffeine. Most energy drinks have like 240 milligrams or more. Some of them have 300 milligrams. So it's like drinking 3 cups of coffee. That is probably too many like milligrams of caffeine for most people for what they really would need is like a sustainable daily amount of energy. I would really be cautious of using caffeine. Maybe 1 or 2 cups of coffee in the morning, that's about it. But you want to find maybe some other ways to improve daily energy. You can do low caffeine and or non-caffeinated energy supplements. So there's one that my wife and I have been able to try. It's titled Magic Mind Energy and Focus Drink Shots. Now, these are pretty awesome. The company had reached out and asked if I'd be willing to consider making some podcasts to help promote the product. What was awesome about it was they said is we can have you try the product, but if you don't like it, don't make a podcast for it. And I was like, well, I love this. This is exactly how I would approach it is, you know, please review my product, but if you think it's crap, don't help me try to sell it. So I was like, well, I love that approach because that's exactly what I would want to do. I'd only want people to try to support it if they believed in it truly. So these Magic Mind Energy and Focus drink shots, I'll read through kind of what's in them here in a second. But what I really liked about them was is both my wife and I have really enjoyed having them. My wife, Meredith, drinks usually about 2 to 3, more often 3, cups of coffee in the mornings. But with these Magic Mind drink shots, she's having one with her first cup of coffee, and then she's kind of forgetting to get more coffee. She gets into her work and feels focused, so much so that she forgets to get up and go get more coffee. It's amazing. We've already started making less coffee in the morning because she was feeling bad about wasting it. They are very effective for maintaining focus and helping you feel engaged in what you're doing. And that's exactly what I noticed as well, is it just helps you stay more focused. More time goes by before you get sidetracked or think of something else. You're just kind of laser focused for a good hour or two, and then it's like, oh yeah, I forgot to go get more coffee. Or, oh yeah, I forgot to go get this other thing that I typically do. It's just neat. It's you're way more focused, and it's just this nice, sustainable energy. And neither of us have any digestive issues from the shots, nor any kind of energy crash. They've been actually really awesome. So I did want to include them as an option so other people would be aware of them. So if you want to try them, you can. You can buy them on their website, which is magicmind.com. When you go there, the first time you go there, they offer you a 15% discount code. So definitely could try that and get them on a discount. And then Amazon, you can also buy them on Amazon as well. So these Magic Mind Energy Focus and Drink Shots, they're gluten-free, dairy-free, nut-free, low-fat, low-carb, they're vegan-friendly, all the good stuff. So it's only 21 calories per shot, 3 grams of sugar from agave. And they do have some caffeine. They have 55 milligrams, so about a half a cup of coffee. And what we found was, how Meredith and I felt with it is, it's enough to kind of get you started in energy. So you don't feel like you're like sluggish. It's enough to get you started, but it has absolutely no crash. And there are a ton of good ingredients in it, and that's where the bulk of the value is in these ingredients. They have matcha, which boosts energy, reduces stress and anxiety, has like 130 times more antioxidants than regular green tea. There's Bacopa Moniri, and now I have to try to like say that slowly because all these ones are things that I've heard in the past, but they don't come up too often. So with all my education, I've learned all of these different natural ingredients and supplements. But Bacopa Moniri supports attention, cognitive function, and memory. And all of these have like studies to back up that they have been researched, and they will either have proved that there is some positive effect or it's a correlated effect. So the people who ingest more of this thing tend to feel more of some way. But there's those two in there. There's lion's mane mushrooms, which reduces inflammation, helps support neural growth. Turmeric reduces inflammation, supports healthy blood flow. There's many other things like ashwagandha, rhodiola, vitamin C, vitamin D3, and many other awesome ingredients. There's a ton. And all of them have research to back them up, and Meredith and I have felt the difference. It's really cool. And that's one of the things the company says is it's something that you can do in addition to a cup of coffee. So it's not necessarily, you know, a full replacement for caffeine. That's not really their goal. Their goal is to help improve energy, like focus. That's the thing. That's where we found that these shots were excellent at, is you drink it and then you just kind of don't get sidetracked. Like you just stay super focused and lasered in, which is a great way to start your day. You feel super productive and it's just awesome. So I really like them. Thank you very much to Magic Mind for giving me the opportunity to try them and my wife. So again, if you want a supplement like this, you can go to magicmind.com or you can get them on Amazon as well. But that is going to be the type of supplement you look for, is supplements that are energy focused, in like their energy and focus ingredients. You want something that emphasizes the focus. If it's just energy, that's going to be tons of caffeine. And I would really urge you to not go down that road. Because if you start drinking more caffeine, it can negatively impact your sleep quality. And then you think you need even more caffeine to overcome that. And it becomes this vicious cycle. So aim for supplements that are focus ingredients. and low to no caffeine. Those are going to be the better supplements to use because they'll give you just that little bit that you need, but it's not going to negatively impact your sleep quality. So if you're struggling with daily energy, these were the five tips. Improve sleep quality, eat the right amount of food, eat earlier in the day, stay hydrated, and use low caffeine, natural energy supplements. The order you should focus on is top to bottom, but again, if you want to start with the supplements, that's okay. Just make sure you don't stop at the supplements. So start with the supplements and then start working on sleep. That's going to be the biggest thing. By far, like I've worked with over 3,000 people. I've been a personal trainer for over 20 years. By far, sleep quality is the most impactful reason as to why people have low daily energy. So consider listening to podcast 1149, Mindset, Creating a Healthier Sleep Pattern. And if you want to have a book to read at night when you lay in bed, buy Sleep Smarter by Sean Stevenson and Sarah Godfrey. Okay, hopefully that was helpful. If you have any follow-up questions, if you need anything at all, just shoot me an email. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.